Well, everybody, my name is Jeffrey Davis, and that means that this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're back on the air. We're streaming through the fall as we enter Labor, as we pass Labor Day and get into the election period. There's a lot going on in America, but people are still at work and, you know, trying to stay separate from all the noise and make things productive, and that's what we're trying to do here and also in my management consulting firm, Mage. You know, one of the people I've spoken to a lot prior to, during the summer, and I'm looking forward to speaking to throughout the fall and then the winter, is Hindel Grossman, owner of Grossman and Associates. Hindel, busy time?
Yeah, busy time. Clients are calling constantly, but you know, it's hard to push their cases through the system because courts are not available to us in person. They seem to be largely in disarray about how to, you know, get cases moving. And, you know, I'm sympathetic to the judges and the court personnel because it's all new to them too, but it's really holding up a lot of progress in the case resolution.
You know,
so it's a strange time.
I don't think I'm giving anything away when I say, you know, a client's spouse reached out to me on Friday, told me they were done and they were getting divorced. And I said, you know, you might want to think twice about that, especially right now. There's a lot going on. And I told that person, go home and try to work it out, but don't fight tonight. But, you know, this person said to me, I told this person, you better go home and try to, you know, stay calm. Don't talk tonight. The next day, they sent me an even nastier email about their spouse that they own a business. And I sent them back a long list of things I thought they should be doing. You know, it's never good to get divorced. And I think a lot of people underestimate the damage it does, not just to the business, but to the family. And it, you know, my feeling is if at all costs you can reconcile and make things work, that's what you should try to do. I don't believe people should be in abusive relationships or stay in relationships where there's no love. But a lot of times, a lot of the things that are causing the problems are very fixable and they just don't want to see it.
Well, they want to see it or they've made up their mind. I find when people get to the point that they're at the end of their rope, they just can't be changed anymore. And it takes a lot of persuasion and I suppose understanding the risk ahead of them to really be willing to sit down and think about how can we change this dynamic or make it in a way maybe more of a business relationship than a romantic relationship. I mean, things change over time. And you know, maybe you can sit and regroup and rewrite the rules between you. These people you're referring to have a business together. Is that what you said?
Well, one person has a business. One person is an executive and you know, there's a lot of conflict, a lot of strong personalities. And you know, I'll even say to you, because you know, my feeling is that a lot of times, I know a lot of women have trouble sometimes with understanding the male entrepreneur, but even more so, I find a lot of men have a lot of trouble dealing with the powerful female entrepreneur, even more so. And yeah, you know, that whole dynamic is very different than when I was a child, you know, when people were more in traditional roles. I mean, asking for societal change is one thing, but understanding the mentality and the whole psychology of that female power person is hard for a lot of men. I don't know if you find that as well. And, you know, it's something that, you know, I think entrepreneurs should hear about.
It presents, sometimes a power balance. And I don't know to the extent to which it presents competition between two executive level people or entrepreneurial people. But, you know, there's so many dynamics involved. And I always like to look at the psychology. But if you have two people who are ambitious and have their own career goals and paths, and then you have a family, which is a joint interest that they both have to focus on, but yet one or the other is focused more on their own careers, it's hard to look at that. It's hard for them to probably acknowledge that imbalance. And the sharing of tasks in the household. You know, at that level, you can always bring other people in, third parties in to watch the children and clean the house and make meals and things like that. But it doesn't really create much of a family feeling then when you have other people handling all of those tasks. And so you're right. It takes someone from the outside to really see and get them to prioritize. And, you know, there's some serious competition for what's important at a particular point in time. Is it a career or is it a family, or is it the spouse? It's so easy. Even in just thinking this past week, and even in my relationship with my partner, you know, we have a dog, and so much of the attention is on the dog. And I know you have a dog, and I know you've met my dog, and you know how easy it is for everyone to focus on the happiness of the dog. It's like the happiness of the children instead of focusing on each other.
Well, let's just make it clear. If the dog is an issue in your relationship, I'll take your dog.
No, he brings a lot of joy, and thanks for the offer.
I know.
It'd be nice to like the dog not to be the center of attention all the time.
Well, it's like children, but I may be a little bit more provocative, and I'm going to get back to the gender roles and how people need to change in this world. I mean, this is a world of change. When I see a traditional relationship, man, woman, where the man's the entrepreneur, makes more money, and maybe is a little dogmatic in their style, a lot of women are a little bit more, they have more history on how to deal with that and how it affects them. But when I find a powerful female entrepreneur who makes more money and makes strong demands, it seems to take an even bigger emotional toll on the man, and the man doesn't know how to deal with it as well as the woman, because that was more of our society. The woman would sort of shut up and sort of take it to some degree and just have resentment. But men, they just don't know how to handle these situations. And it's a reality. I mean, women are becoming more educated, more independent, more entrepreneurial at greater numbers than ever before. And I think men need to really understand, well, buyer beware, what are you getting yourself into? And the fight is a different fight than it used to be. And I'm trying to focus you on that, because you deal a lot like me with female entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I do. And one thing I really like about it from the divorce perspective is that a female entrepreneur has the ability financially to support herself and not be dependent on the other spouse for financial support as much as before. So, when I'm representing the wife in a more traditional marriage where the husband is the breadwinner and the wife brings in less or not enough or not enough to support the family, we need him to support the family. And then there's a certain amount of resentment in the divorce for him to continue supporting the family. I often hear from the husband in a divorce, well, she should be working. And I find that under those circumstances, the wife, if hasn't been working before, even to work something and earn $25,000 or $30,000 a year, at least it's some contribution, it's helpful. But on the reverse, and I like it when a woman is self-supporting or closer to self-supporting in a divorce, because then that takes away that imbalance of negotiation in the divorce action. Of course, sometimes when the woman is the breadwinner, the husband is the stay-at-home person or earns less. And so you have that reverse dynamic, that financial dynamic, where the support might go to the husband. And that's an interesting a psychological burden for a woman to overcome.
Well, I'm going to prepare you. You know, through the year, I think I'm going to focus a lot on this whole dynamic of the female leader with you.
And
the uniqueness that we're learning in our society about the female leader. There's not a lot of literature on it. You know, a lot of this stuff comes from practitioners like you and I first, and then it'll come out in the literature in 2-3 years later. It always lags behind, and then academics. So I want to focus in on that, because I do believe, especially in the Boston area or Boston Central, this women's leadership model is really at the forefront of how our economy is changing here. So I'm going to focus you on that. But before that, if somebody is interested in you and wants to talk to you about female leadership transitions, how would they find you?
Well, look under my first name, Hindell, H-I-N-D-E-L-L. Last name is Grossman. By searching that, you're likely to find me, because there aren't too many Hindells. I also have a law firm at 189 Wells Avenue in Newton called Grossman & Associates. And the phone number is 617-969-0069. Well, so that's a fascinating topic, and I think you and I should start writing about it. Maybe we can be the leaders in the topic of
that would be great.
Leadership.
Well, I will say for sure, there is only one Hindell. And if there was another who stole the name, I would still say that. And the topic is a great topic. And you not only can discuss this topic, but you are the topic because you have experienced this yourself in your life. You are one of those leaders that we talk about, strong, independent, self-sufficient women. So I want to continue to talk about it. And just because I'm a man doesn't mean I don't understand it. I had a powerful mother and an entrepreneurial mother. And I have always been attracted to strong, independent women. And that brought a unique set of issues to my life and complications, which I've always had to learn and deal with myself. So
yeah.
I'm a good incubator. We can model that behavior for people.
It's good. Well, speaking of model, I think strong women and mothers and daughters are a very good example for children as well.
Absolutely. Great talking to you and nice seeing you in your car. I know you're away yep. still. And I look forward to talking to you as we go on in the year. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Appreciate it.